Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to the book of Romans, to the book of Romans chapter 5, and I'll be speaking to you today from verse 6, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Let me read verse 6 down through verse 10 of Romans chapter 5. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified, cleared of all guilt, justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Because he lives, we live. Because he lives, we live. Now I want to camp this morning on verse 6. And this phrase is found in verse 6. Christ died for the ungodly. Charles Spurgeon, a well-known preacher of the past, who pastored a very large church over in London, England, back in the 1800s, had this to say about verse 6, in these five words, that Christ died for the ungodly. He said, I would not mind if I were condemned to live 50 years more and never be allowed to speak but these five words, if I might be allowed to utter them in the ears of every man, woman, and child who ever lived. This is the best message that even angels could bring to fallen, ruined sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. Now, my friend, that's a good statement. A good statement. And it's a scriptural statement. Christ died for sinful men and women. This is the sum and substance of our gospel. This is the very core and heart of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the subject matter of all God-honoring preaching. That's why Paul said, I'm determined to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This verse and these five words speaks volumes about the gospel of God's glory, the blessed gospel of the glory of God. We see in this verse, first of all, we see who died. Who died? It says here that Christ died. The Lord Jesus Christ is no unauthorized Savior. He's no maverick Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's well-beloved Son. He's the authorized Messiah. That's what the word Christ means. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's Messiah, God's anointed, God's Savior and Mediator and Redeemer of a people. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the man who was despised and hated and rejected by men, is none other than God's Savior. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's the only Savior, the only Mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Our Lord asked His disciples one time, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they answered Him and said, well, some men say that you're John the Baptist. John had been killed, and some were saying that the Lord Jesus was John raised from the dead. Others said that you're Jeremiah or Isaiah or Elijah or some other prophet. But He looked them dead in the eye and He said, whom do men say? Whom do you say? I know what men are saying. I hear what men are saying. But what do you say? Whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And our Lord had said unto him, blessed, you are a blessed man. You've been blessed of God, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. The revelation of God concerning Jesus Christ is that He is who He said He was, God Almighty, come in the flesh to redeem a sinful people. The Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, was a real man, bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. He took upon Him flesh and blood, like unto ours apart from sin. But my friend, He was more than a mere man. He was God Almighty manifest in the flesh. Listen to the Scripture in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is fully and totally a man and fully and totally God. He's the God-man mediator. God's Christ, God's Messiah. My friend, it's who He is that gives merit, power, and glory to what He did. God purchased us. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. God bought us, redeemed us with His own blood on Calvary's tree. We see who died? Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing we see that this verse declares, it declares why He died. It says here that Christ died for the ungodly. He died for. He died in the room and in the stead as a substitute for all God's sheep, for all God's elect. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't die as a martyr or as an example. He died as a substitute. He didn't die because He was guilty. He had no sin. He knew no sin. He died because His people, His sheep were guilty before God. God laid the sin of a certain people on the Lord Jesus Christ. God made the Lord Jesus Christ the believer substitute. Down in verse 5 of this chapter in Romans, down in verse 8 rather of Romans chapter 5, it says that God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Romans 4:25, we read, He was delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification. We see that truth of substitution. God made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Isaiah, many years, hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus Christ ever was manifest in the flesh, prophesied of Him, His substitutionary work and His blessed person, saying that He was wounded for our transgressions, that He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Being the representative man that He was, that He is, and the substitute, He stood as God's substitute for His elect. The Lord Jesus Christ satisfied God's offended justice by bearing their sin death. He said, I laid down My life for the sheep. He bare our sin in His own body on the tree, bearing our sin as the substitute, thereby making full eternal atonement for those for whom He stood. Our high priest entered in once into the holy place, having obtained, not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with His own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So we see who died. We see why He died. He died as a substitute. Not as a martyr, not as an example, but a substitute, as a sacrifice to put away the sin of God's people. The third thing this verse declares, it declares for whom He died. It says that Christ died for the ungodly. For the ungodly. Our blessed Lord did not die to redeem fallen angels. The Scriptures declare He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't die for righteous men. He said, I'll have mercy, not sacrifice. I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Our Lord didn't die for the fallen angels, nor for righteous men, nor for religious men, nor for men who think they're deserving by their merit, by their work, that they deserve and merit salvation, that they merit grace. The Lord Jesus Christ died for His sheep who were lost. He said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. For the transgression of My people, He was stricken. Now, my friend, honestly, before God, I want to know, I need a mediator. I need a substitute. I need a righteousness and redemption before God. I want to know if Christ died for me. I want to know if He stood for me as surety and mediator. Well, I believe we can know. I believe we can answer that question, did Christ die for me, by asking ourselves this question. Now, be honest. Be honest before God. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. Did Christ die for me? Well, let me ask you. Do you consider yourself ungodly? Ungodly? Can you identify with the Apostle Paul when he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am"? Secondly, do you consider yourself deserving of God's wrath? Do you know that you deserve that by the wages of your sin is death, and that's what you deserve before God? Do you know that you're deserving of God's wrath and His disfavor? Thirdly, do you esteem Jesus Christ as your only hope, as your only remedy for sin, as your only righteousness before God? My friend, if we can identify and know ourselves to be ungodly, if we know we're deserving of God's wrath, and if by God's grace and the revelation of God, if we esteem Jesus Christ as our only hope, our only mediator, our only redeemer, then, my friend, we can have confidence before God that the Lord Jesus Christ stood as our substitute, as our mediator. You listen to the Apostle Paul. He said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Now, do you know yourself to be the chief of sinners, deserving of God's wrath and disfavor? My friend, pardon is for the guilty. That's right. Pardon is for the guilty. Mercy is for the miserable. Salvation is for sinners. Can you say with the publican, "Lord God, be merciful to me, the sinner"? The Lord said that man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The Pharisee stood and bragged on himself and went to hell. The publican cried out for mercy, and God said this man went to his house justified. Well, lastly, in closing, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. And why He died and who died. But lastly, when did He die? It says here in verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died." Galatians 4, verse 4 declares, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might be made, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Christ died according to God's appointed time. He died the appointed death at the appointed time, and He was the appointed sacrifice. Him being delivered, Peter said in Acts 2, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain the Lord of glory. He didn't die as a helpless victim of vicious men, but He died the appointed sacrifice of a holy God. They did what their wicked heart determined to do, but God, they did what God determined before to be done. He said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down. And if I lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." My friend, Calvary was appointed by God. And the Lord Jesus Christ full well knew why He came. He came to lay down His life for His sheep, for His people. When did He die? In due time. The second thing we see in verse 6, that He died when we were yet without strength, when we were in total darkness without light, when we were in total depravity without righteousness, when we were in total bondage without liberty. We had absolutely no way to recommend ourselves before God, but it says down in verse 8 that He commended His love toward us. John said, "Here in His love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation, an atonement, reconciliation for our sins." My friend, this is the only hope a sinner has before a holy God. Christ died for the ungodly. If you would like a copy of today's message, you write to me and I'll send it to you free of charge. My address is 6088 Zebulon Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky.